Ellen White's Last Visit to Loma Linda. Before the work on the manuscript for Prophets and Kings was finished, the time had come again for important meetings at Loma Linda. So Ellen White, W. C. White, Sarah McIntyre Furr, and Clarence Crisler made the trip south on Wednesday night, November 6. Friday morning, Ellen White addressed the board and the faculty, urging good cheer and reminding them that God's promises to us are so rich, so full, that we need never hesitate or doubt, we need never waver or backslide. In view of the encouragements that are found all through the Word of God, we have no right to be gloomy or despondent. Many, many times I have been instructed by the Lord to speak words of courage to His people. We are to put our trust in God, and believe in Him, and act in accordance with His will. We must ever remain in a position where we can praise the Lord and magnify His name. Sabbath she spoke in the church, and at one noon hour she spoke to the students. She challenged the some 60 medical students, and another 60 in nurses' training, to high attainments. Opportunities are before you. If studious and upright, you may obtain an education of the highest value. Make the most of your privileges. Be not satisfied with ordinary attainments. Seek to qualify yourselves to fill positions of trust in connection with the Lord's work in the earth. United with the God of wisdom and power, you may become intellectually strong and increasingly capable as soul winners. You may become men and women of responsibility and influence if, by the power of your will, coupled with divine strength, you earnestly engage in the work of securing a proper training. Ellen White and Sarah McIntyre spent almost a full month at Loma Linda while W.C. White and Clarence Crisler attended to a number of matters in Southern California, including a visit to Paradise Valley Sanitarium. She passed her 85th birthday quietly at Loma Linda. On the journey north, she spoke in Los Angeles. She reported that at the close of the meeting, friends and some of her old acquaintances expressed pleasure that I could still speak with such clearness. I was thankful that I had moved out in faith, she remarked, for the Spirit of the Lord came upon me, and the grace of Christ sustained me. This was the last time her voice was to be heard in Southern California triumphant climax.